This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. Today, another storyteller in our series. KJZZ is partnering with the Arizona Republic to bring you the Arizona Storytellers Project on the radio. Storytellers in Phoenix share their stories at live events around town. Some of the stories are about living here and some are not. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series. Here she is with our storyteller.
Kathy Nakagawa is a Phoenix native and third-generation Japanese-American. Her dad started growing vegetables in Arizona in the 1930s, but during World War II, Kathy's parents were interned at the post-war relocation camp in Yuma. After the war, the family returned to Phoenix and leased some land at the foot of South Mountain to start again, growing vegetables and flowers.
And over the 1950s into the 1960s and the 1970s, the flower side of the business became the Japanese Flower Gardens. From 40th Street all the way past 32nd Street, it was flowers. Purple and white and pink. It was incredible to see. It smelled wonderful, and the traffic was just bumper to bumper. My parents didn't talk a lot about the hardships that they faced, but they conveyed those lessons through some very specific phrases. And one of the phrases was shikata ganai, which means it can't be helped. You move on, you forget about it. So their stance with all of the imprisonment was shikata ganai. The other phrase that they would sometimes use is gambatte, which means endure, stick with it, suck it up, keep going. It was fun to run around down to the flower shop. We learned parts of the business, how to make a corsage, how to arrange flowers. And as kids, we, of course, had to be nice to the customers. So if the customer asked, strangely enough, to take a picture of this child they didn't know, you would actually stand and smile and take the picture for them. One of the times I remember a picture being taken was actually the Phoenix Gazette. They came out to take a picture of the fields, and someone's idea was that, wow, this photo op would be great if we had two cute little Japanese-American kids standing in the fields, and then someone else decided maybe we should dress them up in kimonos and put them out in the field. So I was about 5 years old, and wearing a kimono was a very arduous task. And my grandmother, my dad's mom, was the one in our family who knew how to dress us in the kimono. So my grandmother was dressing me, my mom was kneeling next to me, and my grandmother started tying it tighter and tighter, the sashes, and I couldn't breathe, and I thought I was going to cry. And I reached down to tell my grandma to stop, and I suddenly felt a pinch from my mom. And I looked down at her, and she didn't say anything to me, but in her eyes, I could see it was, you gambatte, you suck it up, and let her dress you. So I did. I stopped anything I was going to do. I let my grandmother dress me. I stepped out into the field. I took the picture and smiled, and it was a great photo. Well, the flower fields, unfortunately, are long gone, and my grandmother and my mom passed away many years ago. But the flower shop is still there. My dad is there, he's 91 years old, but about a month ago he was short-handed, so I went in to help out. And I didn't remember how to use the cash register, but I remembered all the lessons I was taught about how to wait on customers. And most importantly, I remembered to smile and gambatte.
That was Kathy Nakagawa. She's a professor at ASU and would always be happy to see you swing by her dad's flower shop. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, February 11th, at Changing Hands First Draft Book Bar in Phoenix. And to learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or about how to tell your own story, visit us at storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty. We'll regularly bring you more of these storytellers on KJZZ.